You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I have no words. I have no words when I see these grotesque images that these young girls are carrying. And I wonder, what country am I living in? And what is the mindset? What is the mindset that would cause this to happen? And where are their parents? And then I think to myself, it must be that their parents feel the same and think the same as they do. And don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be. They don't see that. I'm telling you, our country is confused and it's grotesque.
And it is grotesque. Those are the words of Virginia Governor Winsome Sears, Republican, a lieutenant governor, I should say. Let me correct that for you right away. I want to remind you of something. When she speaks, and this should not be something that should be standing out, but it just shows you how the Republican Party is moving forward and evolving, and it's a good thing. When she does that, when she makes that statement, she is basically admitting and accepting the fact that we are not going to accept some of this stuff. We have already decided that we're not going to let people make these kinds of decisions for us. By that, I mean groups that show up in front of justices' homes and they think it's acceptable. They think it's acceptable to protest. Most of these were teenage girls wearing white pants with red running down around their genitals and down their ankles and carrying baby dolls of different sizes and colors, most of them little rubber dolls. And they were out there protesting and talking about this is important to us. We should have a right to decide if we have a baby. You do have a right to decide. You know where it starts? Abstinence. It's as simple as that. And yet, I know it's more complicated in today's world. Yes, there are prophylactics, there are other things, and the pill after, so forth and so on. Everything short of an actual abortion once a child is developing. Why have we gotten to this point in this country? Because when Roe v. Wade got passed and became the law of the land, it made abortion legal in every state. The ruling coming out of the Supreme Court, maybe tomorrow, probably not till next week, or maybe even later, right before they adjourn, will decide the Mississippi Dobbs case, which in fact would turn abortion cases and decision-making back over to the states. Doesn't mean you can't have an abortion. It just won't be in certain states. I know you're going to hear protests. Well, we won't be able to travel there. We can't get there. Believe me. Planned Parenthood makes money off abortions. They will get you there. Don't worry about it. They will get you there. But it's a start, anyway, in trying to bring some understanding to this nation. In the meantime, we have President Joe Biden insisting that the economy is good. You guys just don't get it. You're kind of stupid. You don't get what we're doing for you. Yeah, you tell yourself the next time you're filling up your gas pump or you're trying to buy groceries. And then we also have Dr. Fake back in front of Rand Paul asking specifically, how much money did you guys get from Big Pharma to run some of these experiments and then order everybody get vaccinated? Some good questions. I want some answers. How about you? And also Juneteenth, being officially celebrated today as a national holiday. Don't mock it. It has real value. But there are also some myths about it. We have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Let your friends and neighbors know. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Got me waking, bald man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. That you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, you ain't.
If you look at the data from Israel, the boosts, both the third shot boost and the fourth shot boost, was associated with a clear-cut clinical effect, mostly in elderly people, but also as they gathered more data, even in people in the 40s and the 50s. So there is clinical data.
But not in children.
Well,
see, here's the thing is, you're not willing to be honest with the American people. So, for example, 75% of kids, see, you can ask the question, you can do laboratory tests, who's with COVID, subsequently, what is the possibility if your kid has had COVID, which is 75% of the country's had COVID, what is the chance that my child's going to the hospital or dying?
If you look at the numbers, Senator, you can see that there are more deaths.
But people have had the disease.
Senator, we also know from other studies that the optimal degree of protection when you get infection is to get vaccinated after infection. And in fact, showing reinfection in the era of Omicron and the sublineages, that vaccination...
But you can't answer the question I asked. The question I ask is how many kids are dying and how many kids are going to the hospital who've already had COVID? The answer may be zero, but you're not even giving us the data because you have so much wanted to protect everybody from all the data because we're not smart enough to look at the data. When you released data earlier, when the CDC released the data, they left out the category of 18 to 49 on whether or not there was a health benefit for adults 18 to 49. Why was it left out? When critics finally complained, it was finally included because there was no health benefit from taking a booster between the 18 to 49 and the CDC study.
No benefit. That's part of a hearing between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fake. Oh, it's going to get better. Believe me, it's going to get better. If you're joining us, I'll remind you again, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, just one word, Larry Connors, USA. And it will take you to the rumble.com file, our channel. You'll find previous Rumblecast posted. You'll also find where to push live. You'll join us in studio. Glad to have you. And, of course, reminding you, if you miss any program, they're all pulled up as a podcast before we wrap up the day at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Now, of course, we're available on all podcast outlets, but I encourage you to use Larry Connors USA. And, of course, you can also get previous Rumbles, Larry Connors USA. Twitter, Larry Connors USA. Facebook, oh, what do you think that is? Larry Connors USA. What do you think the chances are, Senator Paul is ever going to get a true answer out of Dr. Fake? Now, before we continue, the questioning that he was raising the other day with Dr. Fake, word came out the other day that COVID vaccines for kids under five are even being recommended by the CDC, recommending the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines for young children under the age of five. Now, they had not been that age or lower for a period of time. You wonder why? They weren't sure. They don't have enough information. Let me assure you something else right now. They still don't have enough information. Now, I'm not telling you not to get the vaccines for your kids. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I want you to make the decision. Thank God so far, and I say so far, you're not going to have to prove that your child five and under has been vaccinated. Howsomever, when they start into school, then your particular school district might make that a requisition. I'll be honest with you. First of all, and I've told you before, I believe in prayer. I know the value of prayer. No, we don't always get what we want. And sometimes we should be thankful that we didn't get what we asked for, because God has a bigger picture. But I know I have been praying constantly, worried about young children being given vaccines. I worry about not so much what might happen now, and yet there have been some issues with some of those children now, but I also worry about the future. I'm talking about in the future when the young girl becomes a childbearing age. If there's going to be any kind of DNA mix-up because of some of these vaccines resulting maybe death, maybe horrible deformities, maybe threatening the life of the mother. And what about the boys? The contribution of the sperm to create a baby. And let's be very clear here. I don't want any more ambiguity about men can get pregnant, because then you'd also suggest that women have sperm. Give me a break. At some point, do you want to follow the science or not? Now, we've been told all along through the CDC, and in the beginning we were not sure, by the CDC, WHO, Dr. Fake, everybody. We were unsure what we were dealing with and how to go about it. That's understandable. We have a better handle now. But I still have a real concern about children at five and under. And yet, they had authorized women who were pregnant to get vaccinated, and in some cases be ordered due to their employment or whatever issue that was facing them. And again, I'm not telling you do or don't get or for you or yourself or your children. That's between a decision that is between you and your doctor and your child. Now, children, if mom and dad decides they're going to get vaccinated, they don't have much to say about either, do they? I sincerely pray that we're not creating a disaster down the road in the next generation or the one afterwards that would be traced back to these vaccines. Especially when the death rate for the vaccine for children, I mean for the COVID for children, 0.02%. The other part of it being, let's scare the kids and that they want the vaccine and the parents that they need it because maybe the kid contracts a vaccine, I mean the virus, and they give it to an elderly or vulnerable person. So let's scare them. Let's put some guilt on them. All right, I will get off my horse on that for just a little bit. Another question Senator Rand Paul was raising is one we've often asked is the ties between our government, the Wuhan lab where this was exposed, and finally the WHO the other day acknowledged, yeah, we think it came out of there. You think? And the fact that there was gain of function underway, which means how to weaponize a virus. And on one hand, I would support gain of function research if it's strictly overseen. I don't trust the Chinese to do it. I'm not sure I trust some of our current administrators to do it. But I think we need to be prepared for something that breaks out, and it may or may not be man-made. And of course, now there's concern about monkeypox. Don't have sex with a monkey. But it's more than that. But what about the money? How much money were they getting? So let's go back to this hearing where Senator Rand Paul is trying to get a question answered along that angle with Dr. Fake.
Another question for you. The NIH continues to refuse to voluntarily divulge the names of scientists who receive royalties and from which companies. Over the period of time from 2010 to 2016, 27,000 royalty payments were paid to 1,800 NIH employees. We know that not because you told us, but because we forced you to tell us through the Freedom of Information Act. Over $193 million was given to these 1,800 employees. Can you tell me that you have not received a royalty from any entity that you ever oversaw the distribution of money in research grants?
Well, first of all, let's talk about royalty.
That's the question. No, that's the question. Have you ever overseen, Senator, have you ever received a royalty payment from a company that you later oversaw money going to that company?
You know, I don't know as a fact, but I doubt it.
I doubt the answer is accurate. Don't you love it the way they want to diffuse the question and turn it? They've all been coached so well. It's not just him. I'm talking about all of them that appear before these committees. And that goes for those on Republican side as well. I'm not trying to say it's just one-sided. But they're all coached that, well, thank you for the question. I'm glad for the opportunity to answer. Dr. Fake has been down that road a few times, so he just says, well, I'm not sure. I doubt it. Really? Because so much of the information we got was actually redacted. That means it was blacked out. There was no way to read how much who got what. So let's go with it one more try.
Ever received any money?
Are you going to let me answer a question? Soundbite number one, are you going to let me answer a question? Okay, so let me give you some information. First of all, according to the regulations, people who receive royalties are not required to divulge them even on their financial statement, according to the Bayh-Dole Act. So let me give you some example. From 2000 2015 to 2020, the only royalties I have was my lab and I made a monoclonal antibody for use in vitro reagent that had nothing to do with patients. And during that period of time, my royalties ranged from $21 a year to $700 a year, and the average per year was $191.46.
It's all redacted, and you can't get any information on the 1,800 scientists.
Your time is
so
gone.
We want to know whether or not people got money from the people who made the manufacturing.
Senator Paul, your time is long over expired.
Yeah, you see how that ended. He got his questions in, and of course, then as he tries to bear down, not. Your time is expired. Did you get a clear answer? No. Do you expect a clear answer? No. Now, the IRS, do you think the IRS would be getting a clear answer on how much money was received? I would like to think so, but does that really mean? Does that really mean what we think it means, or is it just another piece of redacted information? And then, of course, we have this issue when we're told to follow the science when it came to COVID. Just follow the science. Well, the CDC and Dr. Fake have been all over the board on what's science, what's true, what's not. Not to mention the fact that if a man has a penis, is he a girl or a boy? Stand by, please.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So there's a story involving a man by the name of Leslie Sinclair. I wonder if Leslie Sinclair is watching this program as we live streaming at rumble.com. You know the Leslie Sinclair I'm talking about, if it's you. If you're someone else named Leslie Sinclair, this is not meant for you. So it's probably not that uncommon. This one is a 66-year-old, a retired driver for an engineering company. He lives in Scotland, so not very likely an American. But we have listeners and viewers all across the world. I know some people from the Philippines the other day were saying they're watching the live stream on rumble.com, and they like the programming. I know there are people in Canada that do the same thing, and down in South America. We're not allowed in North Korea, I should tell you that. I've gotten numerous bans before, even before YouTube banned us. We were being told, you will not be shown on YouTube in North Korea or Iran. Well, I really wanted those audiences, but I'm not going to get them, apparently. So here's what's happened to our Scotland, a male donor, as according to a report in the Telegraph. He wanted to go donate some blood. He's been doing this for the last 50 years. 66 years old. I mean, at age 16, he decided, you know, I'm healthy, I have good blood, I can help other people in times of emergency. Well, things have changed. Yes, they certainly have over the last 50 years. The staff at the clinic, according to him, said he had to fill out this response sheet and answer questions. Well, he's used to doing that. You would think they would have it on file. I mean, he's been there doing it all this time. Maybe it's a different clinic. I don't know. But one of the questions was... This is a clear indication of how screwed up we're becoming, not just in this nation, but around the world. There was a question asked at the Albert Hawes Clinic in Scotland, asking if he was pregnant. This is a man, Leslie Sinclair. Now, Leslie could be a woman's name, but he's a man. He has been for 50 years donating blood as a man. But the staff at the clinic said they could not accept his blood unless he gave them a response, arguing that it's all not always clear if someone is pregnant and the policies in place to promote inclusiveness. Oh, it doesn't. It's exclusiveness. The same thing about Leah Thomas. Finally being declared the Ashigan to participate transgender sport, wiping out women's history in sports and Title IX. I look at all these women, young women that are trained to be good at their sport, like in swimming. And now a guy comes in because he can't. He said in his own words, he is he, her, whatever. In my sophomore year, I had record-breaking times, my best ever, but I couldn't win. Why? Because you're competing against guys. So if I become a girl, then maybe I could win, which he has. So they're asking this 66-year-old, are you pregnant? He's a father of two. Said, I've been giving blood since I was 18. I've never had issues before. They always have questions, but this time, there's a question I hadn't seen before. Are you pregnant or have you been in the last 6 months? Would that not fall originally under the question, male or female? Yes. A man does not have a womb, and a female does not have sperm. That's biological differences. But the director of the clinic said, well, we had to do this because pregnancy is a relative question to those whose biological sex or sex assigned at birth is female. Sex assigned at birth is not always clearly visible to the staff. Drop your pants, we'll find out. Coming up, inflation.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
At $7.29 a gallon for a small car with a 12-gallon tank, it would cost you $87 to fill it all the way up.
Number one, no more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends.
Gas prices are so high, the Isabella County Sheriff's Office here says they've blown through their fuel budget already, so they will respond.
Not anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Yeah, that's a fact. You're changing people's lives. That's a collection of sound bites going all the way back to the presidential primary. when Biden was on the stage with Bernie Sanders and saying, are you going to absolutely move away from fossil fuel and stop all oil drilling? Yes, I will. And he continues to stand by that. And you see the pain at the pump. I told you this green pie in the sky, climate change push progressiveness to just wipe out anything and everything that might be fossil fuel or oil related is basically an effort and no equivocation whatsoever, and that is to wipe out the fossil fuel industry. But it's changing. I mean, and in the meantime, of course, they're changing lives. They are changing lives because what we have right now is that we're suffering. Exactly what they want you to do. You're suffering. We want you to suffer. You want you to suffer so hard every time you go to the pump, every time you go to buy something. And do you know now there's another shortage? I mentioned this the other day, and apparently it's growing bigger and bigger. I wouldn't personally know about it, but I hear from people that would know. And I'll have to tell you, it's not from any guys that were born with penises, unless it's talking about their sister or girlfriend or wife or mother. There's a shortage of feminine hygiene products. I don't know how Biden's going to deal with that one. We got the baby food shortage. All right, this one again is one we should have seen coming. When you shut down the Abbott plant that produced 40% of baby food formula in this country, and the baby food formula is specialized for kids who have a hard time with small beginning stomachs and intestines and absorbing and not having trouble, health issues, in addition to just colicky attitudes with food that makes their stomach upset and everything else that goes with it. And anybody that's ever changed a child's diaper, you know. So we had that, and we now have this shortage of feminine products. Oh, and by the way, you know they have made specific name changes that you should adhere to now with our woke society. You cannot call them things that you would have used before, terms and so forth. They have to be called something else. I mean, I can't even keep up with the list of things that they are trying to change. But it doesn't make any difference if you can't buy them, if they're not available. It reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Elaine has bought up boxes and boxes of this particular contraceptive to avoid getting pregnant. It's not a prophylactic, but it's some kind of pill or something of that nature, I don't even recall what it was, but she basically was so selective as to which guy she would have intercourse with that decided if they would be worthy or not. And guys had to go through extensive discussions with her and answer a lot of questions. And then even to the point where you promised to cut your sideburns, you know, you promise you'll make the bed every morning. Yeah, I mean, those kind of things to verify that they're going to be worthy. On one hand, it's funny then, but right now it's not so funny for women. And this administration knows it. Now, what about AOC and everything? What are they going to do, suggest use coffee filters? I don't know. I don't know. And it's the kind of thing that, again, why are we in this situation? Now, you can again go back and say COVID created a lot of this and the supply chain issue. But I told you the other day, the price of lumber jumped three times as much as it had been. But now that supply is coming back, the price of lumber is back to what it was pre-COVID. It may jump again. The gas prices, they continue to go up. Why? Because this president will not allow us, as you just heard him say, to drill, baby, drill on U.S. land and federal properties and the oil leases. And all they want to do is complain about that we don't have any factories to turn the stuff out. Factories aren't doing the work. Well, the factories can't produce what is not delivered. And we haven't built new factories in this country for years because of all the environmental concerns. But despite all of that, you have to keep in mind something that you know and I know and they know. And they know you know. They're not suffering. You're going to suffer. We're going to make sure you suffer. But not them. I mean, here is John Kerry the other day, again, speaking at an economic forum that's dealt with public policy for energy for the future. And John Kerry, who jetted there on his own private jet, which has a bigger carbon footprint than any commercial carrier, and he certainly could take a commercial carrier to anywhere he's going, except for a little problem we'll discuss in the next segment. When it comes to dealing with these issues, the high prices, and, you know, how much pain are we going to make them suffer? John Kerry has no problem whatsoever. Put a little ketchup on it. Put a little Heinz ketchup that my wife is the heiress of, and maybe that'll help it to go taste a little better to you. Listen to this.
Energy security worry is driving a lot of the thoughts now about, oh, we need more drilling of gas. We need more drilling of this. We need to go back to coal. No, we don't. We absolutely don't. And we have to prevent a false narrative from entering into this or, again, pun intended, we are cooked.
Pun intended, we are cooked. In other words, our climate's just going to go so boiling, we'll all be cooked. And, of course, with the current heat wave that the entire nation is experiencing, they're saying, see, we told you. This is just the beginning. Has it ever been that hot in May in your state? Has there been that hot in early June? They don't really know because our records don't go back that far, do they? Now, they want to blame it on emissions and so forth. They will do so. But they will not acknowledge any inflation issue that has anything to do with the Biden administration. The senior advisor of President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, on MSNBC over the weekend, was showing a survey that had a majority of CEOs expect a recession the next 18 months. You know what his answer was? I just said a majority of CEOs suspect a recession the next 18 months. He said, we think too many people are not looking at the more reassuring resilience of this economy right now. Oh, I'm looking at the resilience. I'm looking at the resilience every time that needle goes tick, 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 tick. Are you suffering yet? Are you suffering? Oh, well, let's take a public plane ride. Oh, there's a problem.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, we see you here all the time. I said, yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So if you had noticed, there have been hundreds of flights canceled over this last weekend. Now that we're told it's a combination of weather and a shortage of pilots. Now, weather you can't do much about, and I'm not sure that that actually does apply in all cases, but I haven't had time to do the research. I'm not going to try to pass something off on you that I cannot verify. But I will tell you this. We have had, judging by what I've seen so far, we definitely have a shortage of pilots. Now, here's the thing you need to keep in mind. When it comes to becoming a pilot, you have to meet certain standards. You have to have at least basically 1,500 hours of pilot in command. Maybe I had to be quibbling here a little bit because you may be able to serve as a second seat and still build those hours. There's something that's confusing to a lot of people. See, I have a private license, multi-engine, instrument rated, commercial license. I'm not jet rated. I could handle one on a smaller jet, not a major jet, obviously, but I'm not jet rated. But just because I have a commercial license, the main point then at that point is that I can charge you if I fly you somewhere. Now, it could be just charge you for the gas, or I could charge you some additional. But you have to have a commercial certification to make any charge whatsoever. But when you move into the big airlines, you have to have a lot of hours. You have to have basically, and I'm looking at some of the smallest amounts I can find here, you're looking at 1,500 hours. That's a lot of time on your butt in a plane, 1,500 hours. Now, you can get onto some of the smaller commercial airliners, the so-called treetop huggers, and that sounds bad against them, but I'm talking about the smaller regional airlines as opposed to getting on the larger planes with fewer hours. But again, it helps you build hours. You can become a flight instructor, and you can help build hours. But here's the deal. We don't have enough. And we had so many delays and cancellations and other complications over the recent months, much less this last weekend. There were something like 900 to 1,500 flights canceled one way or the other. And suddenly, as we say in Texas, this is where the rubber hits the road. And I know my Texas listeners, you know and appreciate that as well. Because suddenly, Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary, got ticked off. See, he was going to fly from Washington to New York on your dime, of course. And I will guarantee you he was not going to be back in coach. He was going to be in first. And, of course, that means Secret Service agents have to go with him, which I understand, and I'm not knocking that. Cabinet members are entitled to that. They should have it. Now, whether or not he took his spouse and their baby boys that they adopted, he and his husband, whichever plays whatever role, I don't know, and I don't care. But they couldn't fly. The flight got canceled because there weren't enough pilots, and maybe the weather as well. So he had to drive from D.C. to New York. And he said his department has authority to take action against airlines that do not sufficiently maintain consumer protection standards and potentially requiring them to hire more staffs. Now, let me tell you something very quickly here. If you start shortcutting the route to get into that cockpit seat, you're asking for an airline disaster. There are a lot of people that kind of have a fear of flying anyway. There might well be more now. I mean, I don't know how much experience that has on there. You do not want me flying a commercial airliner, and I've got all kinds of certifications and hours and so forth, but I'm not qualified to fly a commercial airliner. In the sense, not even a tree hugger airliner. I can do it on charter with a approved pilot on board. But it does remind me very quickly now that Pete Buttigieg has suddenly been affected. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We got to do something. It also reminds me of a friend of mine, a photographer. We went out to catch a plane at an airport, and we're waiting. Here comes this kid, parks a plane, comes walking past this kind of jauntily with his toothpick hanging in his mouth, said, "You guys flying to me? I'm your captain. There's the bird." My photographer walked away and said, "I'm not getting on any plane with a kid like that that says the plane's a bird." So the story got canceled. Which, by the way, I saw Top Gun Maverick over the weekend. Excellent movie. Great visuals. Demanding stress on those pilots, especially in dealing with G-forces. No, Tom Cruise did not actually fly unless it was level and straight. But coming up in the next hour, the abortion protests ramp up as we get closer to Roe v. Wade. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.